We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
When you put letters together, you can spell a word.
Are you guys good spellers?
Yeah,
I bet you are. I have a song all about spelling.
Well, you might be just a little tot, and you might not think that you know a lot, but I know differently. So listen to the spelling song, and I think that before too long, you'll be spelling with me. Letters, letters, put them
talking about letters.
But not the kind you spell with.
Not the letters of the alphabet.
These are letters you write to people.
Let's first think about why we write letters to people.
To tell people things.
Okay, to tell people things. Who else has one? Jessica?
To see what's going on with other people.
Yeah, Jamie.
Just earlier, we were writing letters to the kids who joined the kids club, and we were thanking them for joining the kids club.
There you go. Okay, so just to make contact with people, right, and to say thank you.
To give people information.
Okay. Now, what makes a letter so special?
It feels like people care about you.
It makes me feel special when people take the time to write to me.
You can keep letters and read them over and over again.
They can encourage you.
Right, encourage you. That means like just when you're feeling sick. Makes you feel a little stronger, doesn't it, when you get a get well card?
When I was really sick, my teacher took the time to write me a letter, and she sent it to me, and it really made me feel really good.
Oh, that's
I
great.
Still have it.
There you go. You can save it and read it again. How about you guys? I know you've probably gotten some letters or special cards that maybe you've tucked away in some neat little box or some little drawer that you can pull out and read.
I have a pen pal in Tennessee, and we write letters back and forth, and I keep all her letters headboard of my bed, and I like to read them over sometimes because she tells me neat things that are happening over there.
Oh, that's great.
I save all my letters, but I really like my birthday letters.
Oh, that's nice. All of these letters are really special to read over and over again, and I think about the letters in the Bible and how we can read them over and over again.
Some of the letters were written by the Apostle Paul to the cities where he started the churches.
Yeah.
He wrote the letters to Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Thessalonians.
There you go. Very good, Jessica.
Paul also wrote some letters to fellow workers in the church, Timothy, Titus, and Philemon.
Mm-hmm. And these letters were very important to the people and to the churches thousands of years ago.
And he is still teaching the people of his church today through these letters.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, and Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. I'm standing on the word of God. 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus and Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st John, 2nd John, 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation. I'm standing on the word of God.
Was called by God to teach the people about Jesus, to make his church grow. He was a missionary. And it wasn't easy, though, for Paul, was it?
No.
Who knows some of the things that Paul had to go through? Jessica?
He had to go through storms.
Okay. And what else?
He was in prison.
Right.
I'm sure a lot of people rejected him.
He probably had to pray to God to help him.
Well, that's exactly right. He really prayed a lot, I'm sure, and God really guided him, didn't he? He wrote some of his letters when he was in prison. So he was even helping the church when he was in prison.
In Colossians, Paul wrote, "My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love,
so they may have the full riches of complete understanding.
I am present with you in spirit and delight to see how firm your faith in Christ is."
These were really words of encouragement that Paul wrote in his letters, weren't they? Let's read some more verses.
Well, in 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote, "Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand."
So he wanted to remind them what they believed in.
In a letter to the Romans, Paul writes, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. If God is for us, who can be against us?
Hate what is evil, yet cling to what is good.
Live in harmony with one another.
Love is the fulfillment of the law."
Paul teaches that we all are sinners.
No one is righteous right before God.
That's why God sent Jesus, to make us acceptable to God.
God has also given us a helper, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide us, and we can learn and grow closer to him.
We can grow fruit of the Spirit.
Paul wrote about them in a letter in the book of Galatians, chapter 5.
I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I walk in the Spirit and I talk in the Spirit. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. Love and joy.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for your word, for the letters of Paul. They were written so long ago, but they're still teaching us your truths and drawing us close to you. We can read these words of encouragement and words of hope and words to challenge us. Help us take what we know and share it with others so that they too will know your love and want to help make your kingdom grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope you have learned something new about letters.
Take some time this week to write a letter.
You could even write to us.
Tell us how God has worked in your life.
Tell us what you like about our show.
Or tell us a favorite Bible story you would like us to share.
Our address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Or you can email us at Karen@KarenandKids.com.
And remember, God has given us letters to read.
Share His message with others. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.